evening, my dear audience.
How time flies. This is going to be our last program for this semester.
Oh, I'll always remember the 8 months we have spent together sharing the exciting movie and gossiping together.
So the teleplay we're going to recommend to you is also related to friendship.
That is the friends.
Ah, this is a teleplay with 10 seasons. It tells the story of 6 friends, Monica, Chandler, Rachel, Rose, Phoebe, and Joy. A variety of strange, interesting stories will happen to the 6 friends. Do we deal with each other's problems, share the happiness? Most important, they are like a big family, desire their friendship a lot.
And let me clear the relationship between the 6 people. I don't want to be a spoiler, but Friends has come out for a long time, so don't blame me. Ross and Monica are brother and sister. Monica and Chandler are...
Stop here. I don't want you to listen to this. Just come to the 4th season. I have no idea what's going to happen between these two, so just stop here.
But you're going to know it anyway, so Monica and Chandler are...
But I don't want to know enough. I don't understand what kind of enthusiasm you have.
You're a couple. Satisfied now?
You annoying, ugly, huge, terrible maker. I'm going to tell you what happened in A Song of Ice and Fire. I'm going to tell you immediately. We've finished today's program.
Fine, you guys. Let me finish. Ross and Rachel, actually, I'm not a big fan of this couple, so I'm not interested in whether these two work in the end. I guess they just spent 10 seasons breaking up and getting back together.
It's true. The most amazing thing is that they will use a different way to break up and get back. I think Rachel is too childish and not cherish their love sometimes, while Ross is naive and innocent, feeling to read women. Or maybe they all have dozens of boyfriends and girlfriends, so they use too many tactics for less honesty and sincerity.
Hey, you just act like experts in romantic love relationship. Don't you two are spoilers, but I should say, I think Monica and Chandler suit each other perfectly. Monica was an overweight and less confident girl in the past, so she cherished each relationship with her whole heart. Well, Chandler grows up in the broken family. He is shy in front of girls, but he knows to protect the woman he loves. And what's wrong with me?
It's okay. Little Chen Chen smiles like a girl sometimes, and he even mocked himself as a princess.
Compared to Chandler, Ross got married twice. The first time he finds out his wife was a lesbian after they had a baby. The second time he said the wrong name on the wedding. Specifically, he said he wanted to marry Rachel, not Emily. At last, he had a baby with Rachel. But I didn't make it to know whether they got married, because I lost my interest the instant I know Monica and Chandler get married.
Let's talk about Joy, the handsome but sometimes foolish guy with Italian blood. He is not a successful actor, but he really loves it. Oh, I think we forgot to introduce their job for our audience. I've finished Joy, so there are 5 to go for you guys.
So Chandler is a financial analyst and Monica is a cook. Rachel works at the cafe first, and then she got a job at Bloomingdale's as an image consultant. At last, she worked at Ralph Lauren. Actually, Rachel grows up in a rich family. After she abandoned her husband at the wedding and encountered with Monica, her high school friend, she decided to feed on herself instead of posting credit card of her father.
Phoebe actually has no fixed job. She sings in the cafe and do massage for people. Ross is a paleontologist, considering dinosaur his love forever. Only Chandler and Ross have very steady job at the very beginning. The other 4 really fight hard for what they own now. Chandler even affords a house for saving money for 10 years. Oh, I wish I could buy a house as well for working 10 years. A house, not an apartment.
Maybe a basement will be satisfying in Beijing. No offense at all, for most audience, just take it as a romantic teleplay. Besides, it's fundamentally a comedy. I promise you laughing for every 1 minute. After the friends, you'll never have interest in Aiqing Gongyu.
A lot of points were exactly the same between the 2 teleplays.
Yes, it's true. I found out they're the 1st season.
Alright, our dear audiences, we're gonna say goodbye to you now, but we won't leave so soon.
You can still hear us in the flashback.
See you next semester, and bye-bye.
Clip 1.
Okay. Somebody call it this time.
Tails!
Tails!
It's hair!
Whoa!
Gentlemen, pick your category.
Fears and pet peeves.
What's Monica's biggest pet peeve?
Animal dressed like humans.
That's correct. Ladies?
Same category.
According to Chandler, what phenomenon scares the bitches out of him?
Michael Flatley, Lord of the Dance.
That's correct.
The Irish geek guy? His legs flail about as if he's independent of his body.
Gentlemen, your pick.
It's all relative.
Monica and I have a grandmother who died. We both went to her funeral. Name the grandmother.
Nana? She has a real name.
Althea!
Althea, what are you doing?
I took a shot.
You're shooting with Althea?
Althea's correct!
That's shooting!
We'll take literature!
Every day the TV guys come to Chandler's and Joy's apartment. What name appears on the address label?
Chandler gets it! It's Chandler Bing! No!
I'm afraid the TV guys came to Chandler Bond.
I know it! Rachel, use your hat!
Actually, it's Miss Chandler Bond.
Alright, the score is 9-8 in favor of the guys. Ladies, if you miss this, the game is theirs.
It's your relative!
You'd have to shot everybody.
I'm sorry!
What's the name of Chandler's father's Las Vegas all-male blast?
Viva Las Vegas!
Unfortunately, that is correct.
Yay!
Alright, we have the tight. Luckily, I prepared for such an event. The lightning round!
Ooh.
30 seconds, all the questioning you can answer.
You guys are dead! I'm so good at lightning rounds!
I majored in lightning rounds, alright? We will destroy you.
Wanna bet?
Well, I'm so confused what you've been doing so far.
How about we play for more money, say, $150?
$115!
Say, $200.
$200!
You're doing it again.
Excuse me?
Oh my god, I don't want those 200.
We won't. 300? Monica! I'm just trying to spice it up.
Play some pepper, stop spending my money.
I got it. If we win, they have to get rid of the rooster.
Ooh, that's interesting.
Hey, no way. The rooster's family.
Oh, the duck too.
Why is the problem with the duck? It doesn't make any noise.
I guess the other one all riled up.
Let's look, we're not. All right, hold on. If we win, we'll get out with the birds. But if we win, we get your apartment.
Ooh.
Damn! What?
Monica, betting the apartment? I don't know about this.
Rachel, I have not missed one question the whole game. I own this game. Look at my hand.
You have the answers written on that?
No, steady as a rock. Now, are you with me?
All right, let's do it. Come on.
All right, gentlemen, you're up first.
Okay.
You have 30 seconds. The lightning round begins. Stop it. Now, what was Monica's nickname when she was the field hockey goalie?
Big Fat Goalie.
Correct. Richard Clay's favorite films?
Dungeons and Dragons.
Correct. Her actual favorite is?
Weekend at Bernie's.
Correct. In what part of her body did Monica get a pencil stuck at age 40?
Oh.
Oh no! Her ear! Monica categorized her tower. How many categories are there?
Everyday use, fancy. Guest, fancy guest.
2 seconds.
11.
Unbelievable. 11 is cracked.
Oh my god.
All right. That's 4 for the guys. Ladies, you're
oh,
up.
Cool. Okay. All right. Come on.
30 seconds on the clock. 5 correct questions wins the game. The lightning round begins now. Joy's favorite food.
Sandwiches.
Cracked. Chandler was how old when he first touched girl's breast?
14?
No, 19.
Thanks, man.
Joey had an imaginary childhood friend. Her name is...
Maurice!
His profession is...
Space cowboy!
Correct. What's Chandler Bing's job?
It has something to do with the numbers.
And processing?
He carries a briefcase.
10 seconds you need to lose the game.
Oh,
something to do with transponder.
Oh, he's a transporter. He's a transponder.
It's not even a word.
Oh, I can get this.
Oh. No!
Yes!
Good evening, my dear audience. It's the Thursday evening Action Frames as usual. I'm your friend Tiger.
I'm Irene, little fairy of the Action Frames.
Irene is disgusting. Don't sit next to me. Just get away. I'm surprised. Host for today.
How time flies. It's already the last episode of the semester, yet I haven't really shared many things with my audience through our program. I must talk more today.
Believe me, you already have, Tiger. And let's do our program today interestingly. The last episodes should be a little different from the former ones.
Agreed, so let's spend less time on trashing talk and get down to work now. Our topic today is...
Sherlock! The British TV series. Fans of Sherlock, I bet you have been looking forward to it for a long time. Let me hear your screams.
Calm down. I wish I had a clean mind to realize that we, sitting here, cannot hear the sound outside of our recording room.
I have also been expecting this day to come for more than one semester. By the way, have you watched the latest season? Alright, it is not quite the latest. But anyway, have you watched the full season yet, Irene?
Of course! I watched the live version as soon as it was screened in Britain. It was just incredible and thrilling. You know, Sherlock's sister appeared in the last episode, and oh, Mary was...
Hey, stop. You must be spoiled till the end. And Tiger, don't be so exciting every time when it comes to discussing the plot. Let's be professional. And leave the choice for our audience to discover their own.
I thought I could at least be free in the last episode.
Let's talk about the character instead. How do you guys value this modern background adaptation of the detective classic? I actually felt a little accustomed to Sherlock Holmes walking in the nail-lined streets of London.
Well, on the contrary, I found the setting appealing after seeing Sherlock riding in carriage for so many years on TV. It's quite noble to see one wearing the same clothes with others.
Yeah, and the screenwriters also paid great efforts in adapting the original work into contemporary society, so it's kind of treasure hunting when you watch this TV series to find everything familiar, yet also a little different from what you have read in the book. One thing to highlight is that the actor of Mycroft Holmes is also the co-screenwriter of the series.
Well, I didn't know that. Sounds like Mycroft is talented both inside and outside of the play. To be honest, though most people prefer Sherlock to any other characters, I'm always a follower of Mycroft. He's more rational, more considerate, and socially normal.
Like an elite.
Ah, yeah, that's true. I think no one would refuse to have a life with high political status, intelligence, respect from others, like what he has.
Mycroft is also quite valuable family, though Sherlock has brought many troubles for him. Even killing one man illegally under his eyes, he never deserted his brother and always tried to protect his genius younger brother. Without Mycroft, Sherlock probably won't last the 3 episodes.
Their daily quarrel is also one of my favorite scenes. It's fascinating to see 2 brilliant siblings each other with clever words. Do you remember that scene?
At the beginning of the third season, Sherlock was found having taken drugs, and Mycroft went to his apartment to jeer at him as usual. But this time, Sherlock didn't fight back with words. He lost his temper and knocked Mycroft on the wall.
Oh, and I can recall Sherlock's lines, "Don't bother me when I'm high." And actor Benedict Cumberbatch said it in a low voice. It was really impressive.
Yeah, it's very rare that Sherlock should lose his temper.
And the legendary ending of the second season also aroused heated discussion in Britain. Sherlock jumped down a building and Watson with this tragedy. Watson was therefore trapped in the mental trauma again.
During that time, you could find messages expressing their belief that Sherlock is still alive, left by TV fans everywhere in London, whether written on a telephone box or on a graffiti wall.
And that's a proof of Sherlock's popularity.
Exactly. This TV series also brought the two main actors, Benedict Cumberbatch and Martin Freeman, to the top of fame. The two become the hottest actors and enjoying the great publicity around the world.
Except America. Many Americans still don't know who is Benedict Cumberbatch, even if he has taken the leading role in the Marvel hero films now.
Americans are always more concentrated on home affairs.
I guess we had better come back to Sherlock now. Besides the main character, I think there are also many gorgeous female characters who had won wide popularity from the audience.
We gotta mention Irene Adler, right? The woman who beats Holmes, also the special lady to Holmes. Actually, the two has a chemical reaction in every version of Holmes' adaptation works. But in this Sherlock, the relationship between Watson and Holmes stole the thunder.
After all, you cannot be the official couple.
But the famous game, I'm Sherlock, was still touching. It made me believe in love again. You know, it is romantic for a shrewd woman like Irene Adler to fall in love with someone. And that someone happens to have feelings on her too.
Well, would you mind if I say that I would rather support Molly? The scene that Sherlock broke through the window, tidied his hair and gave Molly a kiss really brought my chicken's heart back to life.
But that's just imaginary. Hey, don't you think the two people need to have common words to have a happy marriage? Chicken flakes just don't fit reality.
Alright. Forget about the cup question. Because either Irene Adler or Molly will make it. In the end, there will only be Watson and Holmes. And let's end our program today.
Okay, let's say...
Goodbye!
Clip 1.
Good Lord, Miss Hudson. There's a woman in my sitting room. Is it intentional?
She's a client. Said you were out, insisted on waiting.
Would you, care to sit down?
Did you ask her what he wanted?
You ask her.
Why didn't you ask her?
How could I, with me not talking and everything?
For God's sake, give her some lines. She's perfectly capable of starving us. Good afternoon. I'm Sherlock Holmes. This is my friend and my colleague, Dr. Watson. You may speak freely in front of him, as he rarely understood a word.
Holmes!
However, before you do, allow me to make some troubling observations. You have an impish sense of humor, which currently you are deploying to seize a degree of personal anguish. You have recently married a man of seemingly kind disposition, who has now abandoned you for an unsavory companion of dubious morals. Do you have come to this agency as a last resort in the hope that reconciliation may still be possible?
Good Lord, Holmes!
All of this is, of course, perfectly evident from your perfume.
Her perfume?
Yes, her perfume, which brings insight to me and a disaster to you.
How so?
Because I recognize it, and you do not.
Mary!
John!
Why, in God's name, I will pretend to be a client?
Because I could think of no other way to see my husband.
It was an affair of international intrigue.
It was a murder country squire.
Nevertheless, matters were pressing.
I don't mind you going, my darling. I mind you leaving me behind.
But what could you do?
Well, what do you do except wander around taking notes, looking surprised?
Enough! The stage is set. The curtain rises. We're ready to begin.
Begin what?
Sometimes to solve a case, one must first solve another.
Oh, you have a case then? A new one?
An old one. Very old. I shall have to go deep.
Deep? Into what?
Myself.
Clip 2. We've landed, sir. We've landed.
No, not now.
I trust you had a pleasant flight, sir.
Well, a somewhat shorter exile than I'd imagined, brother mine, but probably adequate given your levels of OCD.
I have to go back.
What?
I was nearly there. I nearly had it.
What on earth are you talking about?
Go back where? You didn't get very far.
We cannot see a subordinate wife. Do you understand?
No, of course we don't. You are not making any sense, Sherlock.
It was a case, a famous one from 100 years ago. Lodging my hard drive, she seems to be dead, but then she came back.
What, like Moriarty?
She was dabbling her hair. Exactly like the Moriarty.
But you have only just been told. You have only just found out he's on every TV scene in this country.
Yes, so? It's been 5 minutes since Mycroft called. What progress I've made? What have I been doing?
More to the point, what have I been doing?
I've been in my palace, of course.
Of course.
How would I have solved this crime if I'd been there in 1895?
Sherlock!
I had all the details perfect. I was there, all of it, everything. I was immersed.
Of course you were.
You've been reading John's blog, the story of how you met.
It helps me if I see myself through his eyes sometime. I'm so much clever.
Do you really think anyone is believing you?
No, he can't stop saying it. The Mind Palace is like a whole world in his head.
Yes, and I need to get back here.
The Mind Palace is a memory technique. I know what it can do, and I know what it most certainly cannot.
Maybe there are one or two things that I know they don't.
Oh, there are. Did you make a list?
You put on waist. That waistcoat is clearly newer than the jacket.
Stop this. Just stop it. Did you make a list?
Of what?
Everything, Sherlock. Everything you have taken.
No, it's not that. He goes into a sort of trance. I've seen him do it.
We have an agreement, my brother and I, ever since that day. Whatever I found him, whatever back alley or Doss house, there will always be a list.
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world of a good time? This is Action Frame.
Game of Thrones, you win or you die. There's no middle ground.
A lion doesn't concern himself with the opinion of a sheep.
It's Game of Thrones!
Hi, dear audience. Welcome to the last episode of this season. I'm Charlotte.
And Elvira is here!
And hello, dear audience. This is Jacob. We had so much fun during the last year, hadn't we? Well, this is a very special episode for you and for us as well. Because this is probably the last time you hear my voice in Action Frames, and I just want you to know that I enjoy every moment with...
Oh, come on, cut it off, Jacob. Your emotion ruined the whole scene. The show is supposed to be epic and tense.
Yeah, and remember, Vela Mungulis, so take it easy.
Yeah.
What does that even mean?
Seriously? If you watch the show or not, it's famous line from Game of Thrones. The sentence is said by Jack and Hagar. It means mortal dies eventually. It's one of my favorite lines. I mean, if we were in the Game of Thrones, we're all likely to die in any episode, maybe next minute.
Well then, my favorite line is not today.
I remember that.
Well done, Jacob. I didn't see that coming. So, how about you, Elvira? Which line is your favorite?
Hodor! Hodor! Oh my god!
Okay, so for those who don't know, Game of Thrones is an American fantasy drama television series. It's an adaptation from A Song of Ice and Fire, George Raymond Richard Martin's series of fantasy novels, the first of which is A Game of Thrones. It is filmed in Belfast and elsewhere in the United Kingdom, Canada, Croatia, Iceland, Malta, Morocco, Spain, and the United States. In a word, it's epic.
and it tells a story about an endless pursuit of power. Set on the fictional continents of Westeros and Essos, Game of Thrones have several plot lines and a large cast, but centers on three primary story arcs. The first story arc centers on the Iron Thrones of the Seven Kingdoms and follows a web of alliances and conflicts among the dynastic noble families, either vying to claim the throne or fighting for the independence from the throne.
And the second story arc is focused on the last descendant of the realm's deposed ruling dynasty, exiled and plotting a return to the throne.
The third story arc centers on the long-standing brotherhood charged with defending the realm against ancient threats on the fierce people and legendary sand creatures that lie far, and an impending winter that threatens the realm. But none of us know how the story will come to an end. So the final season is not released yet.
Speaking of which, hey Charlotte, have you read the suspect about the season 8 on the internet?
Oh dear, I wouldn't dare. But I heard many people believe there will be a catastrophic ending, like many characters died.
Well, there's different visions of a guess on how the story goes. I can't even tell which one is true. Maybe they shot so many different scenes so that even the cast have no idea who will survive.
At least we know Hodo is gone for good.
Yeah, rest in peace.
Speaking of suspects, did you find some signs or coincidence in the former seasons?
Well, I once read on the internet that many people believe Bran's dog is actually Three-Eyed Raven. Even the actor himself thought the theory is true. In season 1, Bran said something like, "I need to learn to see better. When the long night comes again, I need to be ready."
Oh, that's so thrilling. I can't wait to see the final season.
Indeed, but we have to wait for another year.
I know, it's torturing me.
Well, anyway, every Game of Thrones fan must have their own favorite scene, which cannot be replaced. Let's talk about the whole series from the general vision.
All right, then.
George Raymond Richard Martin is well known as Lao Ye Ye to Chinese Game of Thrones fans. Not only because of his look, but also his personality, you know, like a grandpa, both wisdom and humors.
Yes, some will totally remember, people actually said George Martin take this role as an incarnation of his own. He may not a good fighter as Jaime Lannister or a good leader as Jon Snow, but he loved Reed, which helped a lot. With the power of knowledge, he already provided quite useful information for Jon Snow and put it into a real action.
After all, when the long night coming, yeah, everyone needs to be ready.
That's the truth.
Speaking of the role, don't you guys think almost every character in the Game of Thrones is charming?
Can't agree more!
Yeah, like Tyrion Lannister. At the beginning of the season, he is lascivious, cunning, and sophisticated. But as the plot continues to go deep, I saw more of him. You know, like kind, he respects women. In his deep heart, all his efforts were only for his father's admiration.
Unlike Cersei or his father Tywin Lannister, he might be the least Lannister-like Lannister.
Brilliant conclusion.
Like I said, everyone in the Game of Thrones is full. Varys, Littlefinger, the Hunt, list can go on. None of them is perfect, but they do perfect to all Game of Thrones fans.
This reminds me about Daenerys. The titles that had been given by George Martin were too much to remember. How much you guys can name?
Okay, let's see. Daenerys Stormborn of the House Targaryen, rightful heir to the Iron Throne, rightful queen of the Aedas and the First Men, protector of the Seven Kingdoms, the mother of dragons, the Khaleesi of the Great Grass Sea, the Unburned, the Breaking of
Chains.
Wait.
Stop there, please. I'm lost 100%.
George Martin is a little too fond of the Dragon Queen.
I agree. Besides the plot and character, the original music soundtrack also freaking awesome. Actually, the background music we are listening right now is called Light of the Seven. It is as familiar as the main title, and it has a great sense of graphicness. My favorite, you can
tell. Yeah, I can see that.
You're just too excited when it comes to Game of Thrones.
But
come back to the reality, please. It's time to say goodbye.
Time flies so fast.
Yeah.
Okay. So these are all about today's Game of Thrones. Wish our beloved Game of Thrones fans can enjoy this week's episode.
All right, then. We'll see you guys next semester.
Bye-bye.
Clip 1.
That is a very strange custom.
I suppose it does seem strange from a foreigner's perspective.
It is normal to you.
It's a tradition. Without a bedding ceremony, there's no real proof the lord and the lady consummated their marriage.
There are other ways of providing proof.
Boy or girl?
I don't know. There's a boy. I know what we should name him.
Oh, do you? It seemed to me the father should have something to say in his son's name.
Edward, don't you want to teach little Nestor how to ride horses?
I do.
Whoa, where are you going?
Got a soul poke for the feast.
The feast is over.
No, that's all that is over.
If I tell you it's over, it's over. Turn this cart around and get the hell out of here.
Got a pig's feet too.
Are you soft in the head? Turn this cart around. Keep it locked.
Your Grace. I feel that I have been remiss in my duty. I've given you meat and wine and music, but I haven't shown you the hospitality you deserve. My king has married and I owe my new queen a wedding gift.
You're ready to head home to Winterfell, right?
Feast isn't over yet, is it?
It's over.
The king in the north arise.
Lord Warder, enough! Let it end! Please! He is my son! My first son! Let him go and I swear that we'll forget this. I swear by the old gods and you will take no vengeance.
You already swore me one loss right here in my castle. You swore by all the gods your son would marry my daughter.
Take me for a hostage, but let Rob go. Rob, get up. Get up and work out, please. Please.
And why would I let him do that?
On my honor as a Tully. On my honor as a Stark. Let him go. Or I will cut your wife's throat.
I'll find another.
Mother.
The Lannisters stand there with guards.
Clip 2.
Come in. Samuel Tully.
I wasn't sure if you could remember me.
I remember everything. You help us get beyond the wall. You're a good man.
Oh, thank you, but then I'm not sure that I am. What happened to you beyond the wall?
I became a three-eyed raven.
Oh? I don't know what I mean.
I can see things happen in the past. I can see things happening now. All over the world. Why did you come to Winterfell?
Jon is the one linked to the fight against the Death. I know who he is. But he can't do it alone, so I came here to help.
He's on his way back to Winterfell with a Daenerys Targaryen.
You see this?
He needs to know the truth.
Truth about what?
About himself. No one knows. No one but me. Jon isn't really my father's son. He's the son of Rhaegar Targaryen and my aunt Lyanna Stark. He was born in a tower in Dorne. His last name isn't really Snow. It's Sand.
He's not.
Dornish bastards are named Sand.
At the Citadel, I just cried the High Septon's diary. He announced Rhaegar's marriage to Elia. He wed Rhaegar's Lyanna in secret ceremony.
Are you certain?
It was what High Septon wrote in his private diary. I don't know why he lied. He See, is there something you can see?
Father Smith Warrior, Mother Maiden Crow, Stranger, I am hers, and she's mine. From this day until the end of my days.
Robot's rebellion was built on lie. Rhaegar didn't kidnap my young or rape them. He loved her. And she loved him.
John's real name.
His name is Aegon Targaryen. You have to protect him. Promise me, Ned.
He's never been a bastard. He's the heir to the Iron Throne. He needs to know. We need to tell him.
Dear audience, welcome to our TikTok talk for Westworld. This is Desmond.
And this is Kitty. You might have heard my voice in other parts of this episode since we have many contents this time. So yeah, it's me again.
Good evening, our audience. I'm Helen. It's a little unbelievable that we come to the last episode this term. How time flies.
Yeah, it seems that we have just finished last special program yesterday.
Well, yesterday once more, but we will introduce a science fiction series this time, and the Westworld belongs to the same company of the Game of Thrones, HBO.
Somebody says because Game of Thrones is coming to the final season, Westworld may become the most welcome series of HBO.
I heard that too, and I believe it has the quality Fist the Thorn.
Let's cut to the chase and talk about the series itself. Westworld is adapted from an old movie in 1973, which has the same name. A huge amusement park is built in the near future. It has different parts of different themes, such as Western America during the Civil War, or somewhere in Japan during Sengoku.
And a story happens the first time. That's why it's called Westworld. People are much wider than we are today.
Ah, Kitty, I don't agree with the word use, people. In fact, most men in the park are called hostess, which are robots extremely close to real people. And the TV series just cheered the same background with movie. Some hosts eventually have the self-conscious and find out the reality of Westworld. They decided to fight back their destiny.
And I think humans are always wild. People may become beasts under controllable situation. Can you imagine what would they do in Westworld? In that place, hosts can hurt guests at the start. Some people kill hosts and rape them just for fun. What a chaos.
I second that. And that's why hosts want to destroy park to reach out for another world, our world. And as you all know, their minds are programs which are settled.
Just at the beginning, they all evolved in some way.
You're right. Thanks for the supplement. There are two doctors who designed all the programs for original hosts, Ford and Arnold. Ford put a new update called Reverus into host program at the start of the first season, and that's the reason why they all got out of control. They get rid of a god's voice, or you could say programs, settlements, become the real people.
In season 2, the game of revenge starts in full swing, just like Abernathy. Hilarion's father said, "These violent delights have violent ends," quoted from Shakespeare's script, Romeo and Juliet.
That's the distinguished feature of Westworld. Actors' lives have scenes of beauty in literature. They are either quoted from Shakespeare or well-designed. Abernathy used another line in the King Lear to describe host's face. When we are born, we cry that we are come to this great stage of fools.
Or you could say in this other way, we are come to this great stage of fools, to act more like a broken robot who had just found out the truth of your life.
Clever one. I have to say these quotes make Westworld more serious, especially they are spoken by professional actors.
You mean Anthony Hopkins?
You are right. His name was highly bonded with another character, Dr. Hannibal. Sincerely, I was scared of him in the movie, The Silence of the Lambs. He may become a cannibal at every moment.
Luckily, he won't bite anyone in Westworld. Is that he keeps the elegance of Hannibal and turns it into forced wisdom.
That could be one reason why we want to recommend this series. Anthony contributes his excellent performance. Even just hearing his voice would be a pure enjoyment.
Yes, and you could say the first season is his prose exhibition. These lines are full of philosophies and marvelous structure.
We will replay some of his parts in the following flashback. We hope you may enjoy it.
Speak of actors, how do you think of our heroine, the actress of Dolores?
Astonishing. Evan Rachel Wood has abundant experience in acting and a face without shortcomings. No wonder why cast director would choose her to act the first host of Westworld. He is Eve of this new world.
Characteristics she showed in series were charming too. Firm heart, determined and invisible. When she's riding a horse, it looks like American Venus fighting in the war.
Except for one thing, she's hunting for human. And in season 2, she will become the leader of rebellious host. Anyway, she's great.
Yeah, we shall talk no more about the plots and leave it for you guys to discover. The attracting and thrilling maze will spread in front of you eventually.
And the name of every episode is the key of the riddle. The original, Chestnut, The Stray, and last but not the least one, The Bicameral Mind. It comes from a book which talks about how do we get our self-conscious. Also announced the chaos of season 2.
Well, I think it's to cut a talk and turn into the next part. No matter how many words we use to describe the series, you have to watch it yourself.
After all, you are the one who is playing game. We hope you may enjoy flashback of Westworld.
If you have anything to say, please leave some comments to let us know. Our program will return in the next term. Wish you a good summer vacation.
See you.
See you.
Clip 1.
So Forrest has been making his own host out there and telling no one.
What's the matter?
Have you seen this? What is this, Bernard?
It doesn't look like anything to me.
They cannot see the things that will hurt them. I've spared them that. Their lives are blissful. In a way, their existence is purer than ours, free of the burden of self-doubt.
No. I don't understand.
You are a fucking monster.
Am I? Well, you are the one who would so blissfully destroy all of them, even him. I suppose, after everything you have shared.
What the hell are you talking about?
Is that why? Did you tell him to?
Intimacy is for your idea. If you will recall, I think Bernard was glad of the company.
I'm not one. I can't be. My wife. My son. To be real, I was a father. My poor boy.
That's enough, Bernard. You mustn't get yourself worked up. I read a theory once that the human intellect was like peacock feathers, just an extravagant display intended to attract a mate. All of art, literature, a bit of modern William Shakespeare's Macmillan, and Empire State Building just an emblem of meeting ritual. Maybe it doesn't matter that we have accomplished so much for the busiest of reasons. But, of course, the peacock can barely fly. It lives in the dirt, picking insects out of the muck, consoling itself with his great beauty. I have come to think of so much of consciousness as a burden, a weight, and we have spared them that. Anxiety, self-loathing, guilt, the host of the one who were free here under my control.
But he's not under your control. He brought me here to show me this.
No, he brought you here because I asked him to. He's been very loyal for many years.
Your time running this place like your insane little kingdom is over. You've been playing God for long enough.
I simply wanted to tell my stories. It was you people who wanted to plead God with your little undertaking.
Do you really think the board will stand for this?
The board will do nothing. Our arrangement is too valuable to them.
Clip 2.
You and Charlie have a lot in common, you know. You both see it so clearly. The beauty of it, the possibility of it. So many people have stopped seeing it altogether. The wonder.
Maybe they don't have the courage. Strange new light can be just as frightening as the dark.
That's very wise, Dolores. But sometimes I think we're simply not the ones who deserve it.
It looks like the stars have been scattered across the ground. Have you seen anything so full of splendor?
Cast for today. Producer, Su Ling Han Helen. Anchor,
Ai Li Fei Ru Alfira.
Liao An Ran Charlotte.
Luo Yun Jia Rebecca.
Wang Jing Shi Surprise.
Journalist,
Chen Yuan Hao Desmond.
Han Yu Ye Irene.
Hou Yi Fu Jacob.
Li Qian Hua Kitty.
Liu Tianzi Regina.
Zhu Hui Ling Sibyl.
Jin Xiao Yu Tiger.
What's the name of Chandler's father?
Chandler's.
What's the name of the...
What's the name of Chandler's?
What's the name of Chandler's father's Las Vegas all-man...
Burlesque. 等一下，这是发音。
for last.
One last call for alcohol, so finish your whiskey or beer. Closing time.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. Open up too.
Sorry.
Take me home. Open up too.
All right, gentlemen, you are first.
Okay,
I have 3 seconds. 30.
Aha. 3 seconds.
3 seconds. What's Monica's next thing wet?
Now.
Now, what's Monica's nickname when she was the... 停这个直接停直接直接暂停直接暂停直接暂停 Dude Hawking Goldie Now, what's Monica's nickname when he was... Fuck!
She's alive!
Her action film is... Oh, fuck.
Action
film.
Oh, fuck. 好的。
What?
Are you okay?
不 okay, 我就看过两遍这一个。
Okay.
Good evening, my... Good evening...
Oh, 拿了在哪里啊？哦，我是个 B， 我刚刚看成 C 了。Leave me, you already have. Tiger.
Our topic today is
Sherlock, the British TV series. Fans of Sherlock, I bet you have been looking forward to it for a long time. How well excited? Oh. 我刚刚又看到 C 的变成
从我说那个 Our Topic
哦好
But anyway, have you watched the full scene yet? Sorry You've been killing one man illegally You've been killing one man
哈哈
哈哈哈哈哈哈哈
哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈
哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈
Many Americans still know who is Vanity. Vanity, huh? Many Americans still
don't know who is Vanity. 你们是要听下呢？ Vanity. Many Americans don't know. Many Americans. 我以为你传染怎么办？Many Americans still don't know who is. Come on, speaking of this, can I mention Irene? It's not you, Irene. We can all mention Irene. Adler, fuck. Adler. 我当时觉得这个卡，这个地方卡了一下，所以我就换了一句话，然后我要从前面读，然后我就。
Game of Thrones.
stars in full swing just like that.
You come to this great stage of...
Okay.
We have come to this great stage of fools.
Go on, line up. Think of what
we're
saying.
Whoa, whoa, whoa,
whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa. Where are you going?
This is over yet, isn't it?
Yeah, it's over.
我觉得这个 love 也后期放了，后期吧，后期吧，后期吧，后期吧。
对，刚才那个就把它放到那个花絮里面去。哈
哈哈哈哈哈！
更多节目，下载荔枝 FM 收听。